This is AP News Minute. After being closed for nearly 3 years, the Washington Monument is reopening to the public. New exhibits have been installed, and visitors can once again ride an elevator to look out from the highest point in the nation's capital. In August 2011, the monument's white marble and mortar were cracked during an unusual 5.8 magnitude earthquake. Health officials have confirmed a second U.S. case of a mysterious virus that has sickened hundreds in the Middle East. The latest case is not an American. He is a resident of Saudi Arabia who's visiting Florida and is now in an Orlando hospital. The leader of the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram says nearly 300 abducted schoolgirls will not be seen until the government frees his detained fighters. A new video from the group appears to show some of the young women covered in hijabs and reciting prayers in Arabic. The first video evidence of them since they were kidnapped on April 15th. And a class like this is a success when everyone is in tears. Crying therapy groups say they're flourishing in Tokyo, where participants come to express their emotions and relieve stress. Maggie Mazzetti, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.